Hello, thank you for joining me today for Give Him 15. And before I read today's post, I want to thank Cece for doing such a great job yesterday, filling in for me and for all the great celebration that she provided, she and the family, for my 70th birthday. And thank you for all of the birthday wishes you sent my way. All right, now back to spiritual matters. The title of today's post is, God's People Face a Critical Decision. The people of God are facing a major decision. Can they support a leader who has a sinful past? His sexual improprieties are known. He has had adulterous affairs and multiple wives. He claims to have repented and been forgiven. But, well, can they really look past this when it comes to leading a nation? His exploits are many. He has great wealth. But how did he accumulate such wealth? Did he take it dishonestly from others? After all, some of his friends and acquaintances from the past have turned against him, making accusations of lies and deceit, and authorities have taken legal action. The current government accuses him of being a traitor, wanting to take over the nation. He is also accused of lying, fomenting insurrection, and deceiving many. His efforts to deceive the masses seem to be succeeding. Multitudes now follow him, sing his praise, and laud his exploits, though his enemies accuse his followers of being a bunch of deplorable misfits. The opposition government fears him and has brought serious charges. New ones keep coming up. They pursue him relentlessly, along with charges of being a traitorous insurrectionist. They also accuse him of being a racist by wanting to prioritize his nation's recovery and success first, while claiming that this is for the good of all the world. He, on the other hand, claims that his opponent is a liar, mentally challenged. Again, this man claims to have repented of his past and to be a changed person who loves God and his people. But in light of the above, can the people of God trust this? What should be done? Can they take the risk? Are the accusations true? Is this an evil man, a power-hungry dictator at heart, unfit to lead? What will they do? I'm speaking, of course, of Israel in David's day, David's sins, and of King Saul's accusations against him. Oh, you thought I was referring to America and Donald Trump. No, sorry. Israel took the chance and made David their leader, believing he was the right person to lead them. Even when David sinned as king, the people realized God didn't excuse his sins, but also believed he could be forgiven. Turns out, they made the right choice. God even called David a man after my own heart. Who would have thought? I'm always somewhat confused by those in the church who vehemently preach the good news of Calvary's cleansing and forgiveness, saying that there is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb, but reject the possibility of this for Trump. They read the Psalms of former adulterer David. They preach from the epistles of once murderous, church-hating Paul, and they bury their dead to Amazing Grace, the song of former slave-trading, murderous John Newton. believed Trump was just too sinful to believe God could forgive, cleanse, and use him. I suppose they believe in selective grace, good news for some, and that Jesus came to save most sinners. They should be consistent in this year's Easter message, carefully stating that God can forgive most sins and save most sinners. Forgive my cynicism. Okay, I'll admit that I, too, think Trump has been a bit mean-spirited at times and uses questionable language, but he certainly has not stooped to the level of his lying, conniving, God-hating, mean-spirited enemies, who also curse but limit theirs to when they believe the mic is off. As far as Trump's language is concerned, there are plenty of people I know who would drop the F word in a conversation, but whose honesty and hearts I would trust more than several people I've met in churches. And I'll take mean posts anytime over mean, heinous leaders who knowingly allow human trafficking in order to secure votes. Speaking of mean, need I remind you that 85,000 of the unaccompanied minors allowed into the country by Biden are now lost? U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas told Congress they have no idea where they are, and did so without weeping. I might add, these children are now trafficked, abused, used for cheap labor, sleep on the streets, end up in gangs, and who knows what else. I have no words to describe how despicable this is. I can accept some bad words from a person who wants to stop this. Millions of Americans see through the self-righteous attitude of Christians who reject Trump because of his past life and rough language. They see the hypocrisy of preaching one thing and practicing another. They have scorn for the sensitive ears of those who can't tolerate Trump's language, and therefore allowed child abusers and kindergartner groomers to lead America. And we wonder why they aren't interested in our preaching. They tolerate immorality better than hypocrisy, and prefer realness over religion. Give Him 15 is not endorsing a candidate or political party, but we have no problem speaking out on issues or of endorsing principles. My advice is to put up with some Patton-esque language. General Patton was known for his cursing. And look deeper into the hearts and motives of those who want to lead us. We must reject and defeat the forces of evil trying to take over our nation and globalize us. We must elect a general, a warrior at this time in history, not a pastor. We need a fighter, a brave-hearted William Wallace, not a silver-tongued orator. Not that the other party has one of those. And a person of sound mind wouldn't be a bad idea either. Of our two choices, is Trump that man? You have to make up your own mind. As you think about it, remember King David. Let's pray. Father, our prayer today is that you would help the church see clearly the choices coming our way. Give us the right application of grace and truth, the appropriate placement of our anger. Jesus loved and forgave sinners while overturning tables in the temple. Show us the difference between grace to sinners and the toleration of evil. Only you do this perfectly. Help us. And break off of the church her religiosity. You didn't reject Peter over his cursing, but promoted him to apostle a few weeks later. You cleansed David, saved Paul, and have a habit of saving those rejected by the church. Give us more John Newton conversions, Mary Magdalene worshipers, Patton-type warriors. May we all remember the grace we have received. We appeal for your grace to America, a wicked nation that has rejected you. We've sacrificed our children to Baal and Molech, squandered our inheritance like the prodigal in Scripture, mocked you in the headquarters of our government, and practiced immorality in the Oval Office. May humility be our greatest and most significant offering in this hour. Through no merits other than the blood of Jesus, we appeal for cleansing, for forgiveness and cleansing. Only in his name, Christ Jesus, do we ask. Amen. And our decree, we decree that we will continue to appeal to heaven based on the blood of Jesus, not self-righteous actions or mindsets. Amen. Thanks for joining me today. Hope you join me again tomorrow.